The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small presenting Stranded in Paradise from the book by John Dix. In this show, you'll be hearing stories and songs from the history of New Zealand rock and roll from 1955 through to 1988.
Kia ora, this is John Dix, I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
Well, I was feeling rather cheeky, so I went down to this discotheque. I was rocking in the corner with a pretty little thing called Beck. She had one hand on me shoulder, the other on me arm. I could see she was succumbing to my old-fashioned charm. When a bloke who was bigger than a 10-ton digger threw me out, and I told him, life begins at 40. You wonder why you feel so naughty. You may be getting on, but you can't stop shaking your feet. Your body sure is willing, even though your back is killing. You may be 40, but you can't stop rocking to the beat. Well, I saw Mick Jagger, he was 40 odd the other day. He was on the television trying to keep those pretty girls away. So I went backstage and I took it by the arm. I said, look here Mick, you need a bodyguard. When a bloke who was bigger than a 10-ton digger threw me out, and I told him, life begins at 40. You wonder why you feel so naughty. You may be getting on, but you can't stop shaking your feet. Your body sure is willing, even though your back is killing. You may be 40, but you can't stop rocking to the beat. Surprise her with a kiss on the lips. When a bloke who was bigger than a 10-ton digger threw me out, and she told me, life begins at 40. You wonder why you feel so naughty. You may be getting on, but you can't stop shaking your feet. Your body sure is willing, even though your back is killing. You may be 40, but you can't stop rocking to the beat.
And that was Dave and the Dynamos, Life Begins at 40. Now, Dave and the Dynamos were created as an offshoot of folk pop act Hogsnort Rupert, original flag and band. And performing that was Dave Luther. And in today's episode, I'm looking at the more light-hearted songs from New Zealand musicians. This isn't actually from the book Stranded in Paradise. This is my own little add-on in this festive holiday season. So sit back and enjoy some of those classic, more humorous songs of New Zealand's musical history of rock and roll and folk, blues, you name it, it's probably all here. So sit back and enjoy.
In a little church on the village green, I vowed my life away, followed by a little gathering for those who wished to stay. Everyone who came brought us something good to build our happy home. But a certain something caught my eye, it stood out on its own.
On its own. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. Not too late, not too soon. Press it in the middle, it'll play a tune. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. We got a clod from Uncle Wilberforce, but Auntie Alice brought us this.
When the vicar stood up for his speech, there was not one eye on him. Everybody waiting anxiously for Auntie to come in. And my pretty wife, who was full of strife, she said it wasn't fair.
It's not fair, it's not, no, it's not.
Cause the wedding day was runner-up to that thing over there.
Over there. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. Not too late, not too soon. Press it in the middle, it'll play a tune. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. We got a clod from Uncle Wilberforce, but Auntie Alice brought us this.
We left the town on our honeymoon to an island far away. Everything was good and I felt we could have stayed and stayed and stayed. Walking in the sand, swimming in the sea, or lazing in the sun. But when the evening came, there were better ways of joining in the fun.
In the fun. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. Not too late, not too soon. Press it in the middle, it'll play a tune. Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this. We got a clock from Uncle Wilberforce, but Auntie Alice brought us this. Auntie Alice brought us this.
What is it?
Tell me.
Auntie Alice brought us this.
And that was Auntie Alice brought us this, in case you didn't quite catch that one. This band, Hogsnort Rupert Original Flagon Band, was an awesome band to watch live. Dressed in all kinds of crazy costumes, these guys from pith helmets through to, I don't know, well, they all looked rather eccentric. I believe, I can't be 100% certain, but they'd all meet up at Teachers Training College. Must have been enough to drive anyone mad. But they put this great group together and came up with all these fantastic songs that bring a smile. I'm going to play another one, so here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jimmy Bean was a funny looking fella. If he had a different mouth and a different smell, well, the race quit him from winning the beauty show.
It was like a steamboat funnel where around way out you're the black bull tanner. Well, you can't see him when he opens his mouth, you know. And as poor Jim goes walking over, you can hear the kids all lollering out. Oh my God, I thought that was a hog snort. What a mouth, what a mouth, what an orphan sound. Lovey, what a mouth he's got. When he was a kid, don't love me. When his poor old mother used to feed him with a shovel. What a gap, poor chap, he'd never been known to laugh. If he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in half. Mouth so large, old lummy, he can whisper in his own ear. Ain't it funny now to quench his thirst? Well, he's gonna take a drink, oh my. He got drunk one foggy morn. He laid in the road and he started to yawn. And the boy,
old chap,
was delivering cows close by. And as he went to shoot the load, he saw Jim's mouth out in the road. Oh my God, I thought it was all over. Give us that simple bit again, mate. Tell. What a mouth, what a mouth, what an orphan sound. Lovely, what a mouth he's got. Now the poor old chap been a short-sighted fella. When he saw Jim's mouth, he took it for a cellar and
he shot.
Right into his mouth, no joke. Jim, poor soul's got a tummy full of coal, and it costs over loads of coke. Oi!
And that was another Hogsnort Rupert original flag and band number, What a Mouth. Now, I saw these guys live when they supported Tiny Tim down here in Nelson, and they were brilliant. They were brilliant. The audience loved them. They hyped the audience up. Their antics on stage were memorable. Their music was amazing and funny and highly entertaining. And then they went off stage and the big act came on, and it was Tiny Tim with him and his ukulele. Now, Tiny Tim, of course, is a giant of a man. And he stood there and did this awful medley of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And I tell you, I've never seen a venue empty so fast. I think I made my sister sit there. We were the last to leave. I felt so embarrassed for him. But anyway, I wasn't very old at the time, but it was a very memorable occasion. But Hogsnort Rupert, they just blew the audience away, and Tiny Tim looked very small after that performance. So let's have another Hogsnort original.
Granddad was a man who loved to gamble. Horses, greyhounds and the football pools. He loved the football game, and everyone who came would soon forget the stars they met. But they remembered Granddad's name. And as the centre forward was approaching the opposition's goal, the heads would turn. No interest in the game. The crowd had heard his name. Sitting there on that old chair, the cup will never be the same. When Granddad played his piano on the terrace, 100,000 hands began to clap. The referee stood still, the goalkeeper was ill. When Granddad played the PIA, you know, move it, Granddad. In 1939, when war had started, everyone joined up to help the cause. Granddad's time had come to make the blighters run, but he was just a little old to fight them with a gun. And so he took his idea to the brass at Whitehall, Churchill, Eisenhower and Gore. Just put me in a place and give me finger space. They'll run a mile, then with a smile at his fingers they begin.
began to race. Win back their papers, get old to the Germans. Rommel turned his tanks towards Berlin. For every note he played, the German Empire prayed. When Grandad played the PIA, you know.
Hit it, Grandad.
It was a sad day for the folks who knew him when Grandad stood outside the pearly gates. His hand into the promised land. His one regret, if he could get a piano, they could start a band. Now every angel granddad asked to join him were playing harps of every shape and size. But then to his delight, it was a pretty sight. Granddad's own PIA, you know.
That was Granddad's old piano. Now, Hogsnort Rupert Original Flag and Band was the original name formed in 1968. The name was shortened in 1970 after their second album. Hogsnort Rupert became one of the longest running bands in New Zealand music history back in the day. Of course, there's been a few others since then, probably more notably Split Ends, Crowded House, maybe. But anyway, Hogsnort were known for its light, humorous brand of music. So I'm going to play probably the biggest hit called Pretty Girl.
The other day, as I made my way, I heard the music start to play. Happy sound, people all around. I knew that I was here to stay. Suddenly, by the tree, goodness me. She worked all week in a discotheque. She looked at me, but she didn't speak. The beat was good, and I knew I should have bought an extra pair of feet. What a day, so I say, yep, hooray.
Come on, my lover, give us a kiss.
Whoa,
pretty girl, can I take you home on a bright and sunny morning? We danced all night in the pale moonlight, and now the day is dawning. Pretty girl, can I take you home on a bright and sunny morning? We danced all night in the
Now, speaking of quirky and funny New Zealand music, I'm going to take a good look at John Clarke's Fred Dagg character and some of the music that he put out on LP and became hits, actually. One which I'll play now is a Christmas song of sorts.
We three kings of Orient are, one on a tractor, two in a car, one on a scooter, tooting a hooter, following yonder star. Oh,
star of wonder, star of light, star of beauty, she'll be right, star of glory, that's the story, following yonder star.
Now, some of us will remember John Clarke, a.k.a. Fred Dagg. And sadly, he moved away from New Zealand because the powers that be at TVNZ didn't think that he was PC or funny enough. I'm not sure, but he was well before his time. Sadly, you know, popular with the people, he wasn't popular with the powers that be. So he moved to Australia and he became one of theirs. And some of you might have seen the Clark and Dawes episodes where John played various politicians as John Clarke could. Brilliant. The guy was a satirical genius. But look, coming out on Boxing Day is this great documentary by his daughter, Lauren Clarke, on John's career as he became known in New Zealand and Australia. So it's a great intimate portrait of John Clarke by Lauren. There's recorded conversations, there's footages of his work, there's the story of his childhood. It's a pretty amazing documentary. I've seen it, actually. Spoiler alert, so I won't tell you too much, but there's great interviews with people like Sam Neill, Stephen Fry, Rhys Darby, and just to name a few. So yeah, it's a brilliant documentary. If you get the opportunity, it opens on Boxing Day here in New Zealand, and it's really worth going to see and reminisce on the genius that was John Clarke. So yeah, do enjoy that documentary coming out called Not Only Fred Dagg But Also John Clarke, at a theatre near you.
Let it go, Maestro. Me. When you're called on by your country, and it sometimes comes to pass, you just can't afford to sit round drinking cups of tea and hoping a whole lot of other blokes and Sheilas are going to get together and fix things on your behalf for you. No, you've got to do your bit. And when you come to think of it, it's not a bad day for it. Let it go, boys. I'm not surprised it's a good day, mind you, because last night wasn't a bad night for it, confidentially. And the bloke on the radio reckons this morning it's not going to be a bad day for it tomorrow, either.
It's not a bad day for it.
It's a beauty.
It's a good day for it.
Excellent.
But earlier on it wasn't going to be such a good day for it.
Right, get out of the way, lads. But it turns out to be a cracker. Righto, whip it up a cork, Drew. Yeah, beauty. Well, now that we've
as I mentioned, I reckon we should bowl it over by lunchtime. I'd say we'd certainly have broken the back of it by about dawn. Time to conclude that it won't be a bad night for tonight either.
It's not a bad day for it.
Yeah, go
it's
for life.
A good day for
get
it.
Into it, lads, get into it.
You're right, it wasn't going to be such a good day for it.
Well, keep up, Trev. But it turns out to be a cracker. And again, lads, and again.
It's not a bad day for it.
Good work, good work.
It's a good day for
louder,
it.
Louder, louder. Big finish coming up, but it turns out to be a cracker. Turns out to be a cracker.
And that was Fred Dagg's Not a Bad Day for It, aka John Clark. Now, just before I finish with John Clark's part of this show, I'd just like to play something political that he put out in the day, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. So here we go.
I've noticed in the last few months, when everyone's been trying to get hold of the political purse strings, that quite a few versions of the country's economy have been floating about. Now, I didn't like to mention this beforehand in case anybody got confused, but the real state of the economy's never been explained properly. Now, I'll outline it for you now in simple terms that a child could understand. In fact, a child explained it to me. At the present point in time, New Zealand has an overseas deficit, not including the parabolic margin for depreciation from domestic sources as outlined in Schedule 589 of the Report on Fiscal Development, and not taking into account the built-in inflation coefficient we take from the World Bank biennial monetary statement of about 1 zillion. Now, if we cut the internal propensities for investment, saving and consumption and link them up with the external demand for invisibles and durables, we should be left with flat B and correlative in pinion H. Now, if we join these two together using the small tube of glue in our gift box, we should find we have the bottom half of our mower assembled. The top half of the mower you can buy from any store for about $5, or if you know someone, for $67.80. So there we are. Now, everybody can understand it at last.
And that was the great late John Clark, a.k.a. Fred Dagg. And you can find more of that on Spotify or YouTube, actually. So, yeah, go and check it out or go and see the movie opening on Boxing Day, the documentary.
Right, kick it in the guts, Trev.
By his daughter, Lauren.
Gumboots, they are wonderful, gumboots, they are swell, 'cause they keep out the water and they keep in the smell. And when you're sitting round at home, you can always tell when one of the Trevs has taken off his gumboots.
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Now there's rugby boots and racing boots and boots for drinking rum, but the only boots I'm never without are the ones that start with gum. I've got short ones and long ones and some up to me belt. I'm never dressed till I've got on me gum boots.
If it weren't for your gum boots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gum boots.
Sing at the opera, my gumboots are a must. They help me hit the high notes and protect my feet from a dust. They keep the water well away, so my voice won't get no rust. You won't not never see me without me gumboots.
If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Now Rob Muldoon and Rowling, they haven't made a hit. They're ruining the country more than just a bit. If they keep on the way they're going, we'll all be interred. So you'd better get your feet up your gumboots. If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots. If it weren't for your gumboots, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your gumboots.
Next up, I've got a little track by Billy T. James, now one of our most funny, iconic TV heroes. He was also one of our stars of the stage, and here he is now with a Māori Christmas song.
Well, kia ora, cause it's Billy T here. Well, you know it's Christmas time, and all us fellas here at Hauraki, that's Hauraki, would like to wish you a Māori Christmas. okay, fellas ready? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
We wanna wish you a Maori Christmas. We wanna wish you fellas a Maori Christmas. We wanna wish you a Maori Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. We wanna wish you a Maori Christmas. We wanna wish you fellas a Maori Christmas. We wanna wish you the Maori Christmas from the bottom of our hearts.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, what's that noise? I'm gonna be outside. Oh, hey, what's your name, man?
Ho, 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 I'm Santa Claus.
You are, I don't care what your name is. Just get those bloody reindeers off my roof.
Ooh, we are, it's Christmas time. My mummy said to me, Santa Claus will leave something real choice under a tree. I thought about a video game, but no, that's not for me. 'Cause all I really wanted was a really Grouchmark tree. Put it in my choice mark tree. Toyotas, Jags and Mitsis, not for me. When it comes to real grouse cars, we all agree to boot it in my choice mark tree. When I get out onto the road, I really go, man. The cops are really cunning, but they can't catch me, bro. 'Cause they got their fancy radar out and they're trying to grab me. But I am racing way down here in my pedal car mark tree. Boot it in my choice mark tree. 'Cause you know Toyotas, Jacks and Mitsis, not for me. That's all I want to find under the Christmas tree. It's my choice pedal car mark tree.
Hey, listen, it's cereal this time, eh? Christmas time, so be careful out there. And if you drink, don't drive, eh? 'Cause you might spill some, man.
Oh, kare kare ana, Christmas time in Akarana. Decorate for Utakawa
with a favorite longy doll.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time
in the Queen City.
It's Christmas time
with Billy. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. We wanna wish you some Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts.
Merry Christmas, you fellas.
And that was the most lovable Billy T. James, and what a loss too. So there we have two great artists, John Clark and Billy T. James. Yeah. So for all of us who remember them, you know, we remember them fondly. And for all of those new listeners that have not heard of them before, please do go and search them out, because they were a highlight of our, comedy, New Zealand comedy, and probably the backbone of it for many years. So do check them out and have a laugh. Now, I've got more contemporary comedian musicians, and you'll recognise them because they've also been on television here in New Zealand and in the United States, and they are the Flight of the Conchords.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room,
in the whole wide room.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good-looking girls on the street. Yeah,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves.
Draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a cabana. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking this life.
Like a tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
Thank you.
that was the song The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room by Flight of the Conchords, who are Jermaine Clement and, of course, Brett McKenzie. Two fine actors too, I might add. Brett McKenzie, known for his character in Lord of the Rings, Lindia in The Hobbit, and also Jermaine Clement was in the recent movie, which was great, actually. The film was Moon is Upside Down, with some wonderful actors in that, mostly women actors. He was surrounded by women actors that included Robin Malcolm, Rachel House, and Elizabeth Hawthorne, as well as Lauren Taylor. So, you know, that was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. New Zealand made film. And we'll have another song by Flight of the Conchords. And this is Business Time.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow. And you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curry stain. Ow. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. Make a love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
Yeah.
And that's Flight of the Conchords summing up some of those awkward moments in the bedroom. Now, we have another of the Flight of the Conchords songs, one of my favourites, and it's Bowie.
Bowie's in space. Bowie's in space. What you doing out there, Mom?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie.
Ooh, Bowie.
Is it cold out in space, Bowie? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Bowie. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Bowie?
Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth?
I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you.
Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes?
Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke AstroTurf?
Ooh!
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I'll read you loud and clear, man.
Who yeah, man? Your signal's weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
Jamming out with the McJaggernauts soon,
and they think it's pretty cool.
No,
oh, okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around. Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere?
And we'll finish up with another track by the Flight of the Conchords for this particular part of the show. And it's called Hurt Feelings. But I must recite a wee story that I had with the Flight of the Conchords. They were playing at Newdolph Winery one summer a few years ago. And I happened to be hiding from a friend in the bushes, and I turned around and there they were hiding in the bushes too. So I happened to be hiding in the bushes with the Flight of the Conchords just beside me. So that was a bit of an event. I felt rather foolish hiding in the bushes with these two guys beside me. Anyway, so after looking at their faces and looking at me, wondering what the heck I was doing there in their green room, I quickly left the bush. And let's hear their next song.
Some people say that rappers don't have feelings. We have feelings.
We have feelings.
Some people say that we are not rappers.
We're rappers.
That hurts our feelings.
Hurts our feelings when you say we're not rappers.
Some people say that rappers are invincible.
We're invincible.
We're invincible. What you are about to hear are true stories.
Real experiences.
Autobiographical raps.
Things that happen to us.
All true. Bring the rhyme.
I make a meal for my friends. Try to make it delicious. Try to keep it nutritious. Create wonderful dishes. Not one of them thinks about the way I feel. Nobody compliments the meal.
I got hurt feelings. I got hurt feelings.
I feel like a prize asshole. No one even mentions my casserole.
I got hurt feelings.
said something nice about my professor role.
Here's a little story to bring a tear to your eye. I was shopping for a wetsuit to scuba dive, but every suit I tried was too big around the thighs, and the assistant suggests I try a lady size.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
I'm not gonna wear a lady's wetsuit, I'm a man.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
Give me a small man's wetsuit, please.
It's my birthday, 2003, waiting for a call from my family. They forgot about me.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
The day after my birthday is not my birthday, Mom.
I call my friends, say let's go into town, but they're all too busy to go into town. So I go by myself, I go into town, then I see all my friends, they're all in town.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
They're all lined up to watch that movie, Made in Manhattan.
Have you ever been told your ass is too big? Have you ever been asked if your hair is a wig? Have you ever been told you're mediocre in bed? Have you ever been told you got a weird shaped head? Has your family ever forgotten you and driven away? Once again, they forgot about Jay. Were you ever called homo cause at school you took drama? Have you ever been told that you look like a llama?
Tears of a rapper.
Don't wanna make a rapper cry, then watch what
I'm
you say.
I'm crying tears of a rapper.
Pouring out the bullets of my eye.
Cold-rated tears of a rapper.
These are the tears of a rapper now.
These are diamond tears of a rapper.
These are the bulletproof 24 karat gold tears of a rapper.
And that was the Flight of the Conchords. And now we're going to go back in time to post-Second World War New Zealand and the Howard Morrison Quartet. These guys were outstanding and highly entertaining. And so the two songs we're going to go out on is, one of them is My Old Man's an All Black, and the other is The Battle of the Waikato. So here we go.
Now here's a story full of words. You've heard it all before. It's all about me old man and the game that he adored. As he kicked the ball, as he scores a try, you'll always hear me cry.
Oh, my old man's an all black, he wears a silver fur. His mates just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. He'd make them all look silly as he tackled ball and all. And all the girls went crazy as this hoary took a score. Well, now the soccer union offered Dad a part in a team to go to Scotland to play against the Hearts. But to our dear old papa, it was just a silly joke. To kick a ball around all day was not for this old bloke.
I say there, Jerry, my boy, I believe they gave your old man a trial. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. That's right, Howard. But they didn't tell me it was a dog trial.
Well, a little girl came up to Dad and said so quietly,
"Will you please play for us, sir? A goalie you will be."
"What game is this, my little girl?"
"Why, basketball, of course."
Then everybody heard him yell, "Hey, get me off these courts."
I say, Jerry, my boy, I suppose your old man's a little disappointed. His mates left him behind, is that right?
Well, actually, Howard, he wasn't craving to go.
Well, the old black team is leaving, and the best of luck to them. And if they find things tricky, they'll have to play like men. Cause the Springboks will be watching from Transvaal to Cape Town. The team that ain't got hurries to score their last touchdown. Oh, my old man's an old black, he wears a silver fern. His mates just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. So he's out now for a
term. Tahiru atoru wha, they won't take my old papa.
So he's out now for a
bee-bop-a-loo-la, give him pork and poo-ha.
So he's out now for a
fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum. Hey, Howard.
Hey, what?
There's no horries in that scrum.
So he's out now for a
a story about the Battle of Waikato, which was fit between the British, of course, and the Hories, in which the British came off rather, excuse me, sir, what's that word?
Ignominiously?
That's it, ignominiously. Well, here's our guitarist, Jerry Marito, to tell you all about it.
In 1840, we all had to go along with old Takuti to the mighty Waikato. We took a little poo-ha and we took a little poke, and we caught some blooming horses, so we didn't have to walk. So we threw our spears and the British kept a coming. They were alive many as they was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began a run down to Tikawana to the mighty Waikato.
Yeah!
They fired their muskets till the barrels melted down, and they pounded our behinds until we rolled around the ground. They laughed so loudly that they all began to sing while we hid beneath the rider, and we never said a thing.
So we threw our spears and the British kept a coming. There were a nigh many as there was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began to run down to Tikawana to the mighty Waikato.
Now old Takuti said we'll take them by surprise if they didn't fire their muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We stood quite still till we seen their faces well. Then we ran out and ate them and we really gave them
well. Well, we threw our spears and the British kept a coming. There were a nigh many as there was a time ago. So we threw some more, they all began a running down the Chickawara to the mighty Waikato.
And that concludes this episode of Stranded in Paradise. Tune in every fortnight for a new show. And this particular one was one I've put together, not from the book, but from memories of growing up in New Zealand and having some extraordinary talent, musical talent, helping form my sense of humour. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Ka kite.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.